Urge surfing. Now we'll do a practice where I'll ask you to picture a situation, or perhaps you are in the midst of a situation that is challenging in your life. Perhaps one in which you're triggered in some way. So this might be a situation that has in the past caused urges to be reactive, maybe in a way that isn't in line with how you want to be in your life. So just taking a moment to bring something to mind or just get in touch with something that's going on for you right now that's challenging. What we're going to do is just take some time to explore that moment before the reaction happens. So you can close your eyes if that feels comfortable, or just leave them open if you choose, maintaining a soft focus, perhaps on the floor a few feet in front of you. Take a few moments just feeling your body here in the chair or on the cushion. Noticing physical sensations, letting the breath flow easily in and out. And then bringing this scenario that you've chosen or that you're in to mind. Really picturing yourself or feeling yourself in this situation. If there's a person there, somebody else involved. And beginning to just let this scene play out. Imagining the events or situation that lead up to this point of reactivity. Maybe someone says something or does something that triggers you, or something happens around you. And then we're just going to pause for a moment right here before the reaction comes and explore this experience a little. Finding a balance, just staying with and observing the experience without reacting. Just pausing here. So you might begin by noticing physical sensations that are arising. What does this feel like in your body? Then noticing what thoughts might be going through your mind, or maybe the mind feels scattered or blank. And now observing what emotions you're experiencing in this situation. Maybe there's one predominant one, maybe there are several. And noticing too, what is it about this experience that feels intolerable? And can you stay with it and be gentle with yourself? If you begin to feel overwhelmed at any point, you can always back off a bit by maybe allowing your eyes to open, letting your attention to come back to observing your breath. Remember that we're practicing staying with this experience in a kind, curious way. We're pausing here to observe as best we can what's happening in the mind and the body, and what this craving or urge or reactivity feels like. If this urge or experience becomes increasingly intense, you might imagine it like an ocean wave. Imagine that you're riding the wave, using your breath as a surfboard to stay steady. Your job is to ride the wave from its beginning as it grows, staying right with it through the peak of its intensity, keeping your balance while the wave rises, and staying on top of it until it naturally begins to subside. So you're staying in contact with this experience, riding on top of it rather than succumbing to it or being wiped out by it. Just watching the pattern as the urge or craving rises and then perhaps falls. Trusting that without any action on your part, this wave will rise and then it will fall and eventually begin to fade. So noticing how you can simply stay present with this wave instead of immediately reacting to it, without giving in to the urge, without acting on it, without having to make it go away. And as you stay present with this experience, I'm going to be asking yourself the question, what is it I really need in this situation? You don't need to find an answer. Just ask yourself that question and see what you notice. What is it I really need? And when you're ready, just taking whatever time you need, gently letting go of the scenario you've brought to mind, and slowly, gently bringing your attention back to your body, sitting here in this room. Take a deep breath if you'd like to. Maybe moving the body a little bit if that feels right, stretching and opening your eyes, taking in the room around you.